16 minutes past 6. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Our dua for this morning is from Surah Furqan, the 25th Surah of the Quran Kareem, verse number 74. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah تبارك وتعالى, continuing the discussion on the Ibad al-Rahman, the true servants and slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions that one of the supplications of those who are true slaves and true servants of Rahman is that our Lord grant us the delight of our eyes in our spouses and our offspring, and make us a model for the Allah fearing. Grant us the delight of our eyes in our spouses. Hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. In our spouses and in our offspring, let us be granted the delight of our eyes. What's the meaning of the delight of your eyes? Meaning that when you see them, their condition, their actions, their conduct, their mannerisms, it should please you. It should make you proud. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that qurrata a'yun, delight of the eyes, means that when you see them in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the obedience of Allah is not only to be on the musalla, or not only to be engrossed in salah or in dhikr. It means that whatever action you're doing it with the right intention and in the right way. So the first part is a supplication for marital bliss, for a happy family, for a model Muslim family, that, oh Allah, let it be when I look at my wife, when I look at my children, I get happy that we are living the lives of true Muslims. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us a model for the Allah-fearing. Either as a parent, let me be a model for my children, as a mother or as a father, let me be a model for my children in terms of fearing Allah and being conscious of Allah. Oh, grant me such consciousness of you, O Allah, that other pious people, other people with taqwa, actually look up to me as a role model. You know, and sometimes we would shudder at a thought like that. We would say, wait, that's way, way beyond me. But then why is it that we don't have any qualms about being role models in business, about being role models in sports, and in all of those other arenas? There we would like to excel, and we would like to achieve, and we would like to go as far as we can. And we would feel very proud if others would look at us as a benchmark of sorts. So why not in piety? Why in piety do we want to remain behind? In everything else we want to lead. But in piety we feel, no, let me be a follower. Where I'm going to be a leader for the muttaqeen. No, it's not beyond the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it's not beyond the capacity which Allah has given you. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا.